نبي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Once again, I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the remarkable book called Nahjul Balagha, the peak and the epitome of eloquence, where Sayyid Sharif al-Radi has collected sermons of Imam Ali alayhi salam that bear the highest levels of beauty and effectiveness. And of course, we are discussing the topic of the Charter of Islamic Governance based on these wonderful sermons of Imam Ali alayhi salam. And one of those sermons that we are discussing is the sermon number 147, which is also talking about the gift of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's message and the coming of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to mankind, and which also has some types of prophecies regarding the future of the Islamic Ummah, which tells us about the personality of this great person, Imam Ali, that how he perceived the Muslim world, how he perceived the bringer of revivalism, or the one who brought about this change amongst the Muslims and those who submit to God, and what the future is. And at the previous session, we brought about some introductory discussions where we discussed that in this sermon mainly Imam Ali alayhi salam is talking about how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was brought by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove the people from their imperfections and take them towards their destination and their purpose.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Now, as I mentioned, Imam Ali alayhi salam in this sermon is really, really speaking in a concerned tone. He's saying that, O people, if you as a Muslim ummah still suffer, if you as a Muslim ummah still suffer from the same problems, the same difficulties, the same ignorances and wretchedness that the previous nations experienced, after all of these messengers and prophets have come, and even after the final prophet Muhammad, the final messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to you, then know that you are at a loss, that you have not made use of the experience of the previous nations, and you have not used the message of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the most complete and the best of messages for the perfection of mankind. So he's waking us up that now turn to the Quran. The Quran, which is the means through which this message is going to be fulfilled. It's the means through which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam want to remove you from that state of constriction and those clutches that have gotten hold of you and wants to, you know, imbue a state of life within you. This is a very surprising and amazing sermon. It has some powerful prophecies. It talks about the future of the Muslim Ummah. And it talks about how the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it talks about how this great man, Imam Ali alayhi salam, tells us about what will be the future of the Muslim Ummah after his own death, after his martyrdom, and towards the coming of the 12th Imam. So it is not confined to the time of Imam Ali and Muawiyah. It is after that, throughout the Muslim Ummah's progress towards the end of times and towards the coming of the 12th Holy Imam Ajalallahu Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, this is something that we need to keep in mind. Just like in the previous sermon through which we were discussing about how the Muslim Ummah, how the societies grew and how they, how they shrunk and how they got destroyed. Similarly here, a very important issue is being mentioned by Imam Ali alayhi salam, and that is the issue of how now the Muslim Ummah can come out of a situation which is, which is degraded and upgrade themselves. What can they do? And this is where a very important issue has been mentioned, and that is the issue of connecting with the Holy Quran, connecting with this book of God. In the sessions to come, inshallah, we will explain in depth about what it means by connecting with the Quran and how to take messages and take lesson from the Holy Quran. For now, I will just start and explain the foremost statements that are there in this sermon according to the quotation of Sayyid Sharif al-Radhi, where he starts like this and says, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, فَبَعَثَ مُحَمَّدًا بِالْحَقِّ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam with the truth, or by the truth and for the truth, or in other words also you can say to bring about truth. Okay, and all of these meanings make sense. What I could say in summary, it would be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in truth. That means for the sake of truth, to bring about truth and through the truth. And that is why the message of the Prophet is the message of taking people towards reality and towards the truth. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He give us the opportunity to take the lessons that are there in Nahjul Balagha and apply them in our lives, and through this sermon try to understand what we as a Muslim Ummah need to achieve. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه